Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. The Bible says that new beginnings can be from a range of contexts, like entering a new year, starting a new job, moving to a new city, or beginning a new relationship. A new beginning could also enter a new phase in your life. Amen, 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 to those that believe in the Lord. So we'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday, and we thank you for taking the time to be a part of this hour. Of course, you know that this is our regular hour. We have scheduled Pastor Rose Dixon, who always comes with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. And I'm sure she has a word for you. For those of you who are listening by internet, the call-in number, you can call in and participate when the mic is open and questions are asked. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can be connected to the line. Amen. And if you choose just to listen by internet, that's okay also. I'm sure that you're going to be blessed, and we just thank you for taking your time to be a part of this hour with us. We are the body of Christ. Amen. And we come together jointly fit together. Amen. Worshiping one and true and living God. So we thank you. We'd also like to let you know that if you would like to hear this message and share it with a friend, you can go to the archives and go into Blog Talk Radio. Once you go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can listen to this message. Share it with a friend. Amen. What better way, when someone is going through something, and sit down with them rather than listening to music, but listen to a message from the Word of God and be blessed. Amen. So we are doing a new thing. This is a new year, and we are praying that we all will be on one accord. So we're going to right now move out of the way. We're going to have prayer, and then the next voice that you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon from out of Atlanta, Georgia. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for grace. We thank you for mercy, Heavenly Father. As we move forward, Heavenly Father, we thank you as we remember, Heavenly Father, not the former things, but not the things of the old, but we are looking for new things to spring forth in our time with you. Lord, Father, we know that you can make a way out of the wilderness, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us out of the wilderness or that desert and giving us a new beginning. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we move into a new season, Heavenly Father, that we are blessed by your word, Heavenly Father. Keep us together, Heavenly Father. With you, we can do all things. Without you, we can do nothing. And we thank you for being the true and living God who's ahead of our lives. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. As we move forward, we're in Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you who are just coming on, we're in Atlanta, Georgia with Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. The next voice you hear. Praise the Lord. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're looking forward to a word from the Lord. Amen. We've got a lot on the line, and we're just excited
right.
What the Lord is going to do this evening. Amen. I'm going to move out of the way.
Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen.
Yes.
We thank God for
Amen.
That he's made this day for us, strategically put it together for us. And so we're rejoicing on this evening. Amen. I just thank
Amen.
God for what he's about to do in the atmosphere, what he's about to do on this line tonight. Listen, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah, I'm excited about what God, oh, my God, is doing
yes.
in the earth realm.
Yeah.
So we bless
Amen.
The Lord tonight. Amen. Like Dr. Clay always says, this is an interacting Bible study, so you can
All right
always
then.
Interject. Amen. And come on
yes.
with your comments. Amen. And what you feel what the Bible says and your revelation of the word. Amen. Because we come
Amen.
To dissect this word together. Amen.
All right then. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we bless the
Thank
name of the Lord. Listen, we're going to go to the scriptures, hallelujah, Acts, the third chapter, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Acts, the third chapter, verses 1 through 7. Amen. This is Bible study, so we're just going to, I'm not going to preach to you. I'm just going to teach and give a little word and keep
All
it
right
moving
now.
Tonight.
Right here.
Amen. So we Acts,
All right.
the third chapter.
I'm ready.
Is that mother?
Yes, it is. You should know that last from anywhere.
Yes. Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you.
Amen. So Acts, the third chapter, verses 1 through 7, and I'm reading the King James Version, and I'm going to read to the seventh verse tonight. You love your Bibles tonight, don't you? Amen. So we're going to read tonight. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to act alms for those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles, bones, received strength. And the word of God is blessed. And my subject tonight is rise up. Amen. My subject tonight is rise up. Amen. Listen, in this season, in this hour, you know, we've been going through so many things, pandemic, sickness, economies down, amen, and different things are happening to everybody. But God says tonight, you need to rise up from this. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
Rise up from the situation. Because guess what? I got you. Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm moving too fast. So let me just get, can I give you just a backdrop of the story, what's happening in the story? Listen, the text says here that Peter and John went up to the temple. Amen. They went up to the temple to pray. Amen. The Bible said they went up to the temple to pray in the ninth hour, which means it was at 3 p.m. Let me just let you know, at this time, the Jews were doing three times a day prayer, morning, noon, and evening. That was their ritual. That was their thing that they did. That was their routine that they did. So when I looked at the scripture a little bit more and I investigated it a little bit more, it was just letting me know how Peter and John was on their lunch break. Amen. And they went to the temple to pray. Now, I don't know how many people are doing that in this season, in this hour, taking your lunch break time, steady eating all that food and feeding the flesh. These people went to feed their spirit. Amen. I can remember times when I first got saved, and I can imagine you guys first time got saved. When it came lunchtime, you was into prayer, you was reading that word, you didn't even eat that lunch because you were so excited about what God had done. You were so excited that God was bringing you out of your situation. You couldn't wait to get into his word. Amen. And these people were seeking God. Hallelujah. As they went into the temple, they were seeking God. They was looking for miracles. They was looking for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And I don't know in this season if anybody is seeking God. Hallelujah. Anybody seeking his righteousness, Matthew 6:33. I don't know anybody doing that in this season because it seems like everything is happening. People are distracted. People are going through. People want everything to be microwaved. Hallelujah. And are we really seeking God for our next? Hallelujah. Are we really seeking God for what he has put in our spirit and put in our spirit to do in the earth realm? Are we really seeking him? But in this case, hallelujah, that's just a question I have tonight. Amen. But in this case, Peter and John was going to the temple, and they was praying to seek God. And as they was on the way going to the temple, hallelujah, they seen a lame man that was lame from birth, sitting at the gate. Now, mind you, this man was crippled from birth. It was in his mother's womb. Hallelujah. He was crippled. And that let me know that he lived with this. He slept with this. He ate with this. Come on, somebody. This was his lifestyle, a condition that he dealt with for many years. And so he laid at this gate. looking for answers, looking for money, hallelujah. And he was considered a beggar, hallelujah. So he was so crippled and weakness in his ankle, he couldn't walk. So what did his friends do? His friends carried him to the gate every day. Let me just stop here and talk about these friends. Hallelujah. They carried him every day to the temple. And when I looked at this particular text and I see how their friends carried them to the temple, listen, I don't want friends like that carrying me when I'm having a situation. I want them to be praying for me. Come on, somebody. I don't want you to carry me through my sin and, you know, have a pity party with me. Come on, somebody. I want you to pray me through. Amen. And so these particular friends carried them to the gate and left them. The Bible says that they dropped him off at the gate every single day. Listen, I don't need my friends to drop me off. I need them to be interceding for me, praying for me. Amen. I have a condition. I've been having this for years. I will be with my friends seeking the Lord together, not just dropping them off. Come on, somebody, at the gate, because he became a beggar. The lame man was considered a beggar. Amen. He began to beg for money. Ah, glory to God. Imagine that. Let me just go with you here. Imagine that every day, your routine, you got a handout.
My God.
Saying, please, give me, give me, give me, give me. I can imagine that could be messed, that could be something that make me go crazy in my mind, because every day I'm begging. Hallelujah. I'm having a pity party. I have a handout saying, please, give me, give me. What about helping yourself? Glory to God. This routine was a normal day for him. Hallelujah. This is all he knew, was to go to the gate and beg. Hallelujah. Every time a person that goes into the temple, he had his hand out saying, give me, I need money, I need this and I need that. Ah, glory to God. What a condition that he had. Not condition in the physical, but also a condition in the mind. Hallelujah. Listen, you cripple in your mind when this is a tradition that you do every day to beg. That's a cripple in your mindset.
Yeah.
Ah, glory to God. Oh, God, oh, God. So he began to be considered a beggar, you know, asking for money. This was his job. When I looked at this a little bit more, I realized it was his job. It's just like how we go to our job every day. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This was his job, to be a beggar. And God does not call us to be a beggar in this season, in this hour. Amen. You look in the book of Psalms 37 and 25. Let's go there. Psalms 37 and 25. Let's see what that says. Hallelujah. Because I like to give you scripture. Psalms 37 and 25. Yeah, Psalms 37 and 25 says, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Listen, if you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you don't beg. Hallelujah. Everything belongs to you. Why? Because you are a king's kid. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible declares that we should not beg. Ah, glory to God. And as we look at the word beggar, beggar also means pity, a pity party. And some of you in this season, I got to tell it like it is tonight. And some of you are in that season that you're having a pity party, saying, woe is me. Hallelujah. I don't have no money. I can't pay my rent. I can't do this. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Rise up. Hallelujah. Rise up in this season, in this hour. And when I mean rise up, trust God. Hallelujah. Believe God that he's going to make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. It's time I was not sitting around saying, woe is me. This pandemic did all this to me. And I did. The pandemic made me lost this and this and not let it go. Hallelujah. And rise up and trust God. Believe God. Know that God, hallelujah, is still ruling and on the throne. He's still in control. Listen, Corona don't have nothing on God.
Amen.
And Corona is not ruling nothing in the earth, friend. Hallelujah. We give too much credit to Corona. I call her Rona. Hallelujah. We give too much credit to Rona. Hallelujah. But we need to give credit to God. Hallelujah. That's going to take care of us in the time of trouble. Listen, the Bible says he never leave us nor forsake us. And he has not forsaken us in this pandemic.
Yes.
So you got to get out of that pity party. Get out of that beggar mentality. Thinking that somebody always got to give you. You ever been in that place? Or you know people that always think that, you know what? Yeah, you should give me. You know, that they deserve that. Yeah, you should give me the things I need. No. Rise up in this season, in this power, and trust God in this season. And so the Bible goes on to say, the beggars seen Peter and John. And when the beggars seen Peter and John, he began to ask them for money. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And as he began to ask them for money, I like what Peter said to him. Peter said, look at me. That's what he said in the fourth verse. He said, look at me and look at us. Hallelujah. In other words, he said, look at us. Hallelujah. And he said, I don't have no money, but I have a word. Hallelujah.
Okay,
he said, let me say what it says. He said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you. And that is word. Hallelujah. Peter was saying, listen, man, look at us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You could do that too. You could rise up as well. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And he begins to tell him, listen, I don't have no money. I can't feed your habit. Hallelujah. I can't give you what you're looking for and what you've always been getting. But guess what? I can give you. I can give you the word of God. Hallelujah. Listen, at this time, money could not help this man. Hallelujah. But the word of God that he needed to help him. Many a times we in that situation that, you know, we think that money will solve all things. Money don't solve all things when you're sick. Come on, when you're dealing with a condition. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Only the word can heal and deliver you. Hallelujah. And many times, you know what? We always want. But God will give you what you need in this season, in this hour. Ah, glory to God. This beggar, what he wanted was money, but what he needed was for him to be healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He needed to be mobile. Hallelujah. He needs to have strength in his ankle so he can rise up. And God is saying tonight, hallelujah, I need you to rise up from this situation because you've been in it too long. Come on, somebody. You need to be healed and delivered. Listen, some of you are dealing with situations, hallelujah, that you've been dealing with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you caused it to be your lifestyle. You caused it to live with it. You caused it to eat with it. Hallelujah. And God says it's time to rise up. It's time to trust me in this season. Even though it don't look right. Hallelujah. Trust me. You got to get to that point that you look beyond what you see. Because listen, I always tell people these natural eyes will always play tricks on you. Hey, glory to God. But you got to look beyond what you see, and trust God, and know that he will fix your situation. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. He will make a way out of no way for you. Hallelujah. But you got to trust him in this season, in this hour. Hey, glory to God. And so Peter begins to tell him. He says, I don't have no money, but I can give you the word. And that's more important than anything. The word of God, the word that will on, somebody. The word that will wash you. The word that will make you do right. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God, glory. Jesus was his answer, not the money. Because at that time, once again, he was crippled in his mind, thinking that the money would be the answer. But today, I tell you that Jesus is the answer to every situation that you're going through. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen, drugs is not the answer. Dealing with men and women, not the answer. Jesus is the answer to your situation. You want to know what's the answer? Jesus. You know who can solve your problem? Jesus. You know who can fix your situation? Jesus. That's who you should lean and depend on. Because many times we lean and depend on so many other people, and we think that people are going to fix it for you. You think people are going to work it out for your good. But Jesus was turning for your good tonight.
Yes, he
will. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God.
Yes,
So his situation, hallelujah, could not be fixed with money, but fixed with Jesus. And then I like what the Bible says here. And when Peter told him, let's go to the text. He said in the 6th verse, then Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Rise up.
I like this because Peter spoke with authority. Hallelujah. See, in this season, you got to have authority and power over your situation. Many times we lose that authority and that power, and we let the enemy just to run havoc over our lives. But you got to speak God's word, just like Peter did. He said, in the name of Jesus, he sealed it in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says he rise up and walk. My God. So whenever you're going through, you got to seal it in the name of Jesus. Seal it with power. Come on, somebody. Seal it with authority over your situation. And watch you rise up and walk today. Hallelujah. You don't have to be lame anymore today. Hallelujah. Disability is over today. Come on, somebody. The beggar is over today. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't have to live the way you're living in this season, in this hour. Because God says, rise up and walk. Walk with power today. Walk with strength today. Walk with authority today. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy cripple you any more longer in your mind.
Yes.
And tell me you allow the enemy to cripple you in your mind.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Ah, glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I just had to say that. Thank you, Jesus, today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
The enemy cripples you in your mind so much that he causes you to feel that you have deficiencies. And you don't have no deficiencies in God. If you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, there's no deficiencies in you. Hallelujah. God is giving you everything that you need. Hallelujah. So don't lose hope in this season, in this hour. Trust God. Even the more. Trust him. Even the more. Because many times the enemy speaks into your ear gate. I call your ear gate. And he begins to tell you all these things that's not like God. And he begins to cripple you in your mind, tell you you'll never be nothing. Hallelujah. God don't love you. Come on, somebody. You're not going to make it in this season, in this hour. We living in a pandemic. You're not going to get through this. That's crippling your mind. Hallelujah.
Lord,
and you cannot allow the enemy to do that in this season, in this hour.
Amen.
Yes.
Because at this time, this man right here, he was so crippled in his mind because he dealt with this since birth. He lost hope. He lost focus. And I can imagine how he felt like, I'll never get better.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get better. Nothing will get better in my life. I'll never walk again. But God. You ever been to that place where you said nothing's going to work out? My back is against the wall and things are happening in my life? But God.
But God. Say it, Pastor.
And but God said in. Hallelujah. And that's what happened to this man. But God. God allowed Peter and John to pass by. Hallelujah. And speak a word and speak life to this young man that was begging for many years at the gate. Hallelujah. God said, no more longer you will be a beggar. Hallelujah. You are healed. You are delivered and set free. And I'm saying it tonight. God is saying tonight, no more begging. Hallelujah. No more handouts. Hallelujah. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Rise up and walk tonight. Hallelujah. Because he's with you tonight. There's no reason for you to be fearful. Hallelujah. Because he's with you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank so you got to rise up from your situation. Yes, it's there. It's presented itself. Yes, it's there. But God is giving you an opportunity. That's the good thing about God. He gives you the opportunity. Hallelujah.
You,
to get up out of it. Hallelujah. He gives you the strength. Hallelujah. To rise up. Hallelujah. Oh, just grab on to God and begin to rise up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's
amen.
What this man did. He grabbed, hallelujah, the scripture says, and he took the seventh verse. He says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankles, bones received strength. When I say strength, just hold on to God. Grab a hold to God. Hallelujah. All you need is just a touch from God. Hallelujah. And watch God rise, cause you to rise up immediately.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All you got to do is reach out to God. Hallelujah. And take his hand.
Thank you,
and allow him to do what he has to do in your life, and immediately things will change. You just need one touch from God. Come on, somebody. Just one touch. Hallelujah. Things begin to shift. Just one touch. Hallelujah. Your life becomes brand new. Just one touch tonight. I double dare somebody to touch God tonight. Hallelujah. Reach out to God tonight and ask him to deliver you from whatever that you in tonight. Reach out to God and ask God to heal your body tonight. Reach out to God and ask God to set you free for whatever that you're dealing with. Hallelujah. Reach out to heaven tonight. Hallelujah. Guess what? Heaven is open tonight. Hallelujah. Heaven is open for business tonight. All you got to do is reach up.
Reach up.
And
just reach
out. What God has
my God
for you.
To thee.
Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
there's greatness in you. Hallelujah. There's great things
Jesus.
That God wants to do in your life. But you got to reach up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just reach
up. Hey, Barosh.
My God, Zion. You got to rise. Hallelujah.
We
Jesus.
Because when you're a beggar, your head is low. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You feel low. Yes. You ever been? Hallelujah. Yes. I live in Atlanta, so there's many homeless people, and there's beggars. Mm-hmm. And every time I see them, they got their head down and their head out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God said, lift up your head tonight.
Come
Hallelujah.
On, here.
Yes. Lift up your head tonight. Hallelujah.
Lift it up.
Time to rise up. Hallelujah. Get out of that pity party tonight. Get out of that woe is me. Yes, things happen to everybody. People get hurt. Everybody gets hurt.
Yep.
Come on, somebody. But you gotta get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get crippled. Don't get stuck on somebody hurting you.
Don't get stuck.
That's good.
Don't get stuck on somebody hurting you because people hurt people. That's what happens. But when people hurt people, people get stuck and there's depression. Come on, they're suicidal. I'm trying to help somebody today. Hallelujah. You depressed. You stressed. You got to rise up out of that, my sister and my brother. And know that there's better. There's better than sitting down in a dark room. Come on, with the shades down. Hallelujah. You all alone in a corner. It's better than that, though. Hallelujah. That you're sticking a needle in your arm. Hallelujah. It's better than that. It's better than putting a bottle to your mouth. Hallelujah. And messing up your insides. Come on up. Rise up out of that. Because God loves you too much. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
He has work for you to do in this season, in this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's people that you need to see in this hour. There's people that you need to minister to in this hour. Glory to God. Rise up tonight. You got to rise up from where you are. Get out of that dark place in the name of Jesus. Get out of that dark space and come to that marvelous light. Hallelujah. You got to rise up from it. Hallelujah. And this young man, hallelujah, I know he was happy when he seen Peter and John, hallelujah, because the Bible said he leaped up and stood and walked and entered into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising
God.
Hallelujah. That's the eighth verse. Hallelujah. Listen, once you get delivered, hallelujah, and God delivers you and heals you, what a praise that's
say
on
it,
your life.
Say it.
Hallelujah. What a joyful, what a dance that you go into when God begins to deliver it and heals you. And I imagine how that man felt because he had dealt with this since birth. And then here comes God delivering him. He said, finally, I got my healing. Hallelujah. Finally, I got my deliverance. Finally, I don't have to beg anymore longer. Hallelujah. I can walk with my head up high. Hallelujah. I don't have to feel embarrassed anymore longer. Hallelujah. Ah, what a praise that he had on his mouth and the dance that he had. He was able to go into the temple because every time he was at that gate, I can imagine how he felt, man, I want to go through that temple too. I want to walk through those doors. I can imagine how he felt. He see people walking, hallelujah, walking through the temple. And he could not do that. Hallelujah. So depression came on him. Stress came on him. But when God blessed him, when God gave him the opportunity, he walked in with praise. He walked in with worship. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
When God gave you that opportunity, you better take that opportunity and bless God for everything that he's done for you in your life.
That's right.
Glory to God. I don't take it
lightly when I wake up in the morning. I say, thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
I bless your
right.
name that you allow me to see another day, another
yeah.
opportunity.
Take it
another opportunity that you could bless me. Another opportunity
yeah.
that I could bless my sisters and my brothers.
Yeah.
Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So listen, you got to rise up, y'all. Rise up from what you're in.
Yes.
And
yes.
let God
yeah.
do what he needs to do in your life tonight.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah. Trust
Thank
him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believe in him. Have faith in him
yes.
on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we give you praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So rise up, y'all. That was my message today, this evening. Rise
thank
up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rise up.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Rise up.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, you got to tell your affliction, your condition. I'm rising up today. Hallelujah.
I'm
when arthritis acts up, you
rise
say arthritis,
rise
up today. When your knees hurt, say knee, rise up today.
Rise up today.
You got to speak to that condition and say rise up, because guess what? I'm rising up.
You
listen,
say
my
it.
Spirit man is rising up, so my physical got to rise up. I'm going to say that again because that sounded good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My spirit man said rise up, so my physical man got to rise up. Glory to God. Whatever condition that you were in, you got to tell him tonight.
Move it.
Rise up.
Hallelujah.
My spirit man is rising up. So condition, you got to rise up in this season, in this hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But you're not crippling me no more. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He come to me and hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to speak with that authority in the power. Because guess what? God has given it to you.
Thank you.
Use it.
Yeah,
use your power.
You.
Use your authority. Listen, I use it
thank
all the
you.
Time. When the enemy comes right. like a flood. Hallelujah. I begin to speak to that devil. I begin to speak to that situation. And guess what? It goes. It leaves in the name of Jesus. I seal it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
I seal it with
thank
power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo!
Thank you, Father.
Glory. So rise up.
Thank
rise
you.
Up, y'all.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I yield to you, Pastor Clay, Dr. Clay. Amen.
Well, the mics are open for comments.
I
know that I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm about ready to rise up again. I'm excited with the word. I'm excited in the Lord. I'm excited, rising up, waking up every morning, just rising up. Whatever condition you're in, just rise up. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Rise up. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. The mic's open. The mic's open. Any comments? Mic's are open.
You know, I'm going to have to calm myself down.
Come on, here.
I'm ready to shout. That was a shouting message.
That's all right.
Let me tell you, there's been times in my mind where I was an enemy trying to cripple me.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? You don't have this.
Mm.
You don't have. But tonight,
I'm coming.
Yeah. I'm rising up. That was a message.
Yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You so much. I needed that. I don't know about anyone else, but I needed that. When the enemy comes and he tries to tell you that you're not good enough and you can't do it, I'm going to go
That's
back
right.
to the word of God, and I'm going to rise up. Thank you so much.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'm going to go on mute because I got a holler down in my face of my soul.
Praise God, my God.
Hey, listen, I'm not even on mute. I'm not even on mute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, no harm.
Woo!
Lord Jesus.
This is Edna.
I got on late, but I thank God I got on right on time. But that message was for me. And when you said, Pastor, about raise up your hands, God, that was a confirmation for me this morning because there was so much going on yesterday in my home. But God told me early this morning, He said, lift your hands up. My hands are coming down to you. Lift and reach up and grab my hand. And here you came with it. So I've risen, and she shall rise again and again. To God be the glory.
Thank you.
Lord have mercy. Thank you. On time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Stirred up. God is
Hallelujah.
Good.
Any more? Any comments? Mics are open.
Yes, I thought today was a very good word. And let's remember that God is our architect. He put us together, and he knew what he was doing. And it's a matter of knowing his word and spreading the gospel. But anyway, having that faith, a lot of times we want to give up too easily. Something happens. Maybe financially, physically, whatever the case might be. And there's a simple solution, and that may just be prayer, but you don't give up. And we were put together by God. Architect actually puts together buildings, but anyway, structures. But anyway, God is a master architect. He put everything together in this world, including us, and he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And gave
Amen.
Us also an instruction manual for us to follow. So we didn't walk around in the dark. We didn't have to because he gave us an instruction manual.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whether we use that or not, it rests on us, and we have to deal with the consequences of that. But just like the lame man who was born that way, basically he gave up. And also the people who are his friends, perhaps weren't his friends. They could have done more to help him by spreading that word and also giving him guidance, not just laying him, you know, dropping him off, coming back and picking him up, and whatever he should get, you know. I don't know what they got out of it, you know. They get his share out of it, whatever he begged for, you know, that motivated them to daily drop him off. But we have to understand that we have an instruction manual. That's the Bible. We need to follow that and not give up so
Amen.
Easily.
Amen.
That's the easiest
Amen.
Thing to do is just simply give up. And if you give Amen. Up, of course you're going to fail. All of us fall down at one point, but we get – and maybe the change in season right now, and you never know when you're going to hit some black ice you don't even realize is there. You know, you run the risk of falling. You have to get yourself up. You can't let that hamper you and say, gee, I can't go outside any longer. I can't do
that's
this
right.
any
that's
longer.
Right. Yeah.
There's
going to
be some
yeah.
very serious things that are going to occur in our lives. And we're being tested and to utilize those skills that God gave us.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Mics are open. The mics are open. All you have to do is just talk. Amen. 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 I know this
yeah.
word was.
It's
Mics open.
Come on. Come on.
I
thank God for Pastor Rome. I thank God for that message. It was like most for me too, because sometimes the things that she was saying, you know, God, we got to walk upright with God. We can't be all like self and don't give him praise and stuff. So we always should have a praise on our people because he didn't wake us up this morning and start us on our way. But God is a good God and a mercy God. And I just thank Pastor Rose for that message on tonight. It was awesome. I woke up
yesterday.
Yes, we thank God.
And I thank God, whatever I heard on their line, it was awesome. And God bless her. God continue to use her for the glory.
Use it, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't mean to cut anybody off, because I do when I get excited. I'm like Mother Gloria, get excited. And this word right here was so on time. You know, that hope that we have. You know, when you sometimes you feel like, it's not going to work. Or you know, because we're human, we get in our own self. We get in our own way. But God always comes around with a sister, a brother, a pastor, or someone comes around, and he gives us a shot in our spirit to ignite our hope that we can rise up again. God is wonderful. He knows just where we are, y'all. He comes to give us that shot right there in our spirit. That will ignite our hope and hope.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then we look up and we rise up and then we go on in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Praise
my
God.
Hallelujah. Lord,
praise
thank
God.
God.
Come on up. I hear somebody had something to say.
Praise God.
Just talk. I talk.
You know, something else Pastor said, God gives you everything you need.
Yes.
And
yes,
I thought that was so good. He gives us everything you need. And then, you know, she said, rise up. There's greatness in you. There's greatness in you, and you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm finished.
Yes, it is.
It's good, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
There's greatness
in
you.
Isn't that the beauty of God seeing the greatness in each and every one of us? It doesn't make a difference what your circumstances are. It doesn't make a difference how low you feel. When God looks it up, He sees greatness. He sees greatness. And I love
I
love that topic. Because greatness, when you talk about greatness, it doesn't make a difference where you are, my brothers, my sisters. Listen, you can rise up out of that situation because God sees the greatness in you. Whatever your situation is, you can rise up out of it. You can rise. Listen. If you got a family or a friend or a member,
someone
you know, that depressed or someone who was low or someone who was lacking whatever, sit down with them. Tell them, I got a word. Let's listen to it together and be blessed by this word. Listen, if they don't come out of their situation feeling better than when they went in, something is wrong. Something is wrong. And I'm talking to you, those of you who are on the by internet. Listen, let me tell you something. God sees greatness in you. All He wants you to do is rise up. Rise up.
Come on here.
Rise up. When you look at the scripture, I love it. I love it. When John and Peter and John walked by, you know, listen, he raised his hand to grab him, and they grabbed his hand and pulled him right up. And as soon as he got up, all of a sudden, he wasn't crippled no more. He was not crippled anymore. So whatever situation you're in, when God picks you up, listen, it is behind you. It is, don't look
come on,
back.
Yeah.
It is
ooh,
behind
my, in the name of Jesus.
Move forward
in the name of Jesus.
Don't look back
on
what you used to do or how you used to be. God wants you moving forward. I love it.
Yes, Lord.
God is talking to me, and God is talking to you.
Yes.
And that's what
He's talking
Lord,
to me.
That's the state of mind He wants us in, to rise up out of whatever condition that we're in. And let me tell you something.
Yes.
I've got conditions. I got issues. Don't
we
nobody,
all do.
But I got issues. But I know the God that
we
I
all
serve
do.
Can
I know I do.
The God that I serve can move me forward, and I don't have to look back at the old things.
Yes,
listen, I'm moving to a new beginning. God has a
on here.
It's almost like I'm starting all over again. God has given me a new opportunity, a new chance. I love it. I love it. I love it. Isn't God good?
That's he is.
With us.
Brand new mercy.
That's
hallelujah.
He gives us a new start, a fresh start.
Thank you,
Lord. Whatever you are doing, don't harbor on it. Get rid of it.
That's right. That's right.
Just like that. Listen, just like Pastor said, get rid of it. All right, rise up. Rise up, grab his hand, and listen. God is always reaching on you. And when you rise, when you raise your hand, when you rise up, God will grab your hand and take you to places beyond your imagination.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I know. Listen,
thank
I can testify
Jesus.
For myself how good
that's
God
good
is.
Right there.
God, and listen,
yes, we
and
can.
I hope you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. That's why we come together.
That's why.
To lift each other up in the name of Jesus. To remind each other that whatever situation we're in, God can change it. That's why we come together.
He can change it.
You know how to desert that we have to stay in.
Go ahead, Pat.
You don't have to stay in the wilderness.
Yes.
You don't have to stay stuck in whatever you're in.
My God.
You can rise up.
That's right. That's right.
Say it.
Ain't God good?
Hey,
Ain't God good?
Yes,
He is.
Goodness. I love it.
Come on.
I love it. My God. God.
Real good.
No.
I love it.
No. Let me come on back here. Let me come back here. I'm sorry, Pastor Clay. Let me come back here. When she said that there's greatness in us, there's greatness. Now, see, greater is He that is in us. If we can remember that greatness is
that
in us,
in the
and God knows what He's created. He's created us for perfectness. Created us for greatness. And greater is He. We have the great one in us. And if we can remember that there is greatness in us to be produced from the greater one, we can move forward and rise up.
Yes.
And we can overcome any situation. I'm talking to Edna. If I can remember that there is greatness in me, I am for the greater. Because the greater man is in me. The greater spirit is in me. He's Jesus Christ. And by creating me, His image, and when He sees me, He sees greatness.
Because
I'm walking. In the Spirit of God. You know, it's not I that live, but Christ, Jesus, lives in me. Yes, there is greatness in us. We have the greater. God's created us to be greater, and we can move on and rise up. Over any circumstances, issues, or situation. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Rose, you hit it out the park, sis.
Yes, she did.
Yes. Our hearts.
Lord have mercy.
Bless the Lord.
I already knew that the word would come. I already knew that. You know, and excuse me, Mother Gloria.
Come on, Pastor.
I had my shot on before she got on. All right, because I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
I see you haven't went nowhere yet, Mother Gloria.
You know, I got to go to the next one.
On the line. We both on the line. Aren't we supposed to be somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Sister Shirley, what you doing on the line?
This was great.
We are coming to a close. Please telephone, tell a friend. You know, listen, share this with someone. Let them be blessed.
Yes,
we will. Amen.
That's the evangelical side of us. All right, to share the word with someone else. You don't have to wait for the man of God or the man or woman to put the word out. Listen, you got a job to do also. You got a job to do also.
Yes,
so all you got to do is just invite them. Invite them in, and I guarantee you they will be blessed because the word does not come back good. You can take them to the bank.
Amen.
You can take that to the bank.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. As we come to a close, Pastor Rose, do you have any closing remarks as we get ready to close out?
One thing I want to say, when that comes about rise up also means believe again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
try again.
Write that
try
down. That's good, right?
I like that.
Write it
believe
down.
Believe again.
I like it.
But just believe again.
Again.
Come on, believe again.
Believe again. Come on, pencil.
Yeah.
Believe again.
Try him again. Try
Jesus again. Come on. Try him again. Ah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We all got our pencils and paper.
That's all I got. Amen.
Rise
thank up.
You.
Believe.
Would you like to close us out in prayer?
Amen.
Lord, yes.
Remember,
Lord
we
God,
love you.
Thank
God,
you for
love
this time.
You.
Thank you for this moment. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing, Lord God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have
amen.
A blessed night. Amen.
May God bless you. May God bless you. Rise up.
Yeah.
Woo. In a crowded room.
Hallelujah.
By the question in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned. I can be.